Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
More than 3 months ago, two Reuters journalists were arrested in Myanmar. We covered it back then, and since, the case has gotten some international attention. Wallone and Chasu were reporting in Rakhine State when they were picked up by state agents after meeting with local police. Now, a lot of journalists see the arrests as a government warning not to dig too deeply into the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya. I spoke with Reg Twa, chief operating officer of Reuters editorial, who explained the charges the government is pursuing here.
Well, the government is looking to prosecute them under the Official Secrets Act, meaning that they're in possession of state secrets that, you know, will harm the country's national security. They haven't actually been charged yet. This is the interesting thing. They're in the middle of a process where the prosecution is essentially asking for the right to charge them. If they get that, then they will be charged and then we'll have a trial. So we're actually in a sort of a pre-trial, pre-charge hearing right now.
And what kind of proceedings have we been seeing here in this pre-trial phase? The government's been going about trying to show that it has evidence that these two reporters have state secrets?
That's right. This is sort of equivalent to a grand jury proceeding, if you like. The defense doesn't call witnesses. It's just the prosecution calling witnesses. They've called in police officers and so on to testify. What's interesting about the proceedings, of course, is that, you know, some of the testimony has been sort of directly contradictory of the things in the charge sheet, where they were arrested, the fact that one of the witnesses, a police officer, said he burned his notes and then reconstructed them. There's a fairly interesting set of testimony coming out.
It's a little more than 3 months since Wallone and Chasu were taken into custody. Is this process dragging on, or is this an expedited procedure?
I don't know that you'd call it expedited. We've been having hearings about once a week. But at the pace that we're going, this could be, you know, several more weeks, possibly several more months before they even determine whether there's a charge to be met here.
And you mentioned that the prosecution is calling witnesses. Your two reporters don't get to. Are they able to mount any kind of defense at this stage?
Mostly we're cross-examining the witnesses as they come in, and that's how we've been establishing some of these discrepancies in the testimony versus the charge sheet. But it's really their initiative at this point, and all we're doing is trying to point out that there really should be no charges laid here. You know, we're very confident that the evidence shows that they didn't do anything wrong.
And Reg, have you or any of your people, your lawyers for Reuters editorial, been able to speak with Wallone and Chasu? What are the conditions of their detention and how are they doing?
They're doing about as well as you might be expected for people who are in jail. They come once a week for those hearings. We do get to talk to them then. When the hearings last for a while, they get to have lunch with their families, which is a great thing for them, obviously. And the family and the lawyers do have visitation rights, and they have gone to see them from time to time. So they're getting some contact, but, you know, again, obviously they shouldn't be in jail to begin with.
Has there been any significant international pressure on the government in Myanmar over this case? Of course, there's a lot of attention, Reg, on the crisis with the Rohingya expelled or fled from Rakhine State. We've covered it. What about this case? Is the United States or any other government leaning on Myanmar to free these reporters or find a resolution here?
Well, we've been really gratified at the international support that this has drawn. Until recently, at least, Secretary Tillerson has spoken out about this. The United Nations Secretary General, multiple governments across Europe have raised this as an issue. Human rights groups have. It's been very clear that this is on the minds of a lot of people in the international community. Whether we're having any impact is, you know, again, a different issue.
What do you think the motivation is here behind the detention of these two reporters? Is it really about some documents they may or may not have acquired while they were reporting, or is this about sending a message to journalists about what can happen if you report on the government?
I think, first of all, it's clear that they were not in possession of the documents as laid out, you know, in the charge. If you saw the story that the two reporters have been working on, this very deep investigation of a massacre of 10 Rohingya in the village of Indin, I think that that's very clearly one of the motivations that they did not want that story to come out.
Two Reuters reporters, Wallone and Chasu, held more than 3 months in Myanmar. Reg Twa is chief operating officer for Reuters editorial. Reg, good luck.
Thank you very much.